This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Before we begin today's program, you need to know this footnote. This was given in 2013, in August of 2013. My dad died on August 2nd of that month. I make a reference to his death on that day, and I think I even refer to the day of the week. Obviously, those of you that would look it up would say, well, that's not this past year of August of 14. It was August of 2013. Just wanted you to know that detail. My dad died on August 2nd, which was a Friday, 9 days ago. On that day, on NPR Radio, National Public Radio, on the Bob Edwards Show, they quoted a live statement of a woman from Cincinnati. This is all over the country. Her name is Kathy Waddell. She has spent most of her time and energy as a financial consultant in the Cincinnati area. Her husband and she run an Italian language and culture school and split their time between Cincinnati and the Italian Riviera. She plans to write a book in 2014 or publish a book called The Case of a Wayward Son. I'll talk about her son in a minute. She writes this. This is, again, on the day my dad died, this is what I heard. For most of my life, I've enjoyed a rather polite working relationship with God. I believed, but not too much. What a statement. I believed, but not too much. Not so much that any power higher than myself ever interfered significantly with my day-to-day choices. Oh, I'd bow my head on Thanksgiving, and I would say hallelujah whenever I saw a blue sky in the morning. But then my life fell apart. I divorced. My mother died too young. My son went to jail. I quit my fancy career, and for the first time ever, I had enough time and space forced on me to pay attention. I started to notice things called life. Listen more carefully. Yesterday, my husband came home from a long day at work and found me with a broom in my hands, sweeping the floor, my eyes red and swollen from crying. He put down his briefcase and I asked him, "Do you believe in God?" Since he's sane, a kind man, he answered the same way he's always answered when I've asked him that question before. "Honey, you know I was raised Catholic," as though that means something. But lately, for the last 3 years, it feels like it's not about me anymore. But there's got to be a path that I'm following, that somehow there's a plan for my life. She's struggling. Does God have a plan in all of my life? Because if that were true, that there's a plan, it would mean that there's a reason I live in Cincinnati. And there's a reason my son robs banks. I would have to believe that the only logical way for my life to go would be in helping other people and noticing things and paying attention to people's needs. Everything I've learned in 50 years tells me that it's crazy to believe that there actually could be a plan that takes me into account in such a caring, specific way. It's impossible. Inconceivable. I don't even go to church. But unfortunately, that's what's hidden in my heart. That's what's hidden in my heart, that there's a plan, and I'm part of it, and I want to believe it. What did she discover? Kathy discovered that eternity has been set into the hearts of people like you and me. And there's something, even in the atheist who doesn't believe in God, who doesn't know God, that there's something beyond this life, and there's something beyond the grave. It's called eternity being set into our hearts, even to the aggressive atheist who says there is nothing beyond the grave. It's eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. There's something in him. There's something in her that says, no, there's got to be more. There has got to be more, because he has set eternity in our hearts.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we're going to share the most requested piece of writing I've ever shared on the radio anywhere. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.